The Hawaii State Ethics Commission concluded its investigation of the sexual harassment complaint filed by former Department of Human Services Director Rachel Wong. She said Maui Representative Joe Suki abused his power as House Speaker by making inappropriate comments about her physical appearance and requesting physical contact beyond a traditional greeting. Wong did not ask for money, nor was it win or lose.
For me, it has nothing to do with win, lose, or any combination of that. This is an opening where we hope that people can come forward and talk about what is sexual harassment? What does it feel like? What does it look like? What are all of our individual roles? But the flip side of it, it's actually about what we as individuals can do. It's about each of our individual selves and our actions and our own awareness.
An unspecified number of women joined Wong and filed complaints of their own with the Ethics Commission. Suki agreed to a settlement instead of a full hearing. He will resign March 30th, pay a $5,000 fine to the state, and will not seek or accept public office for 2 years. Suki says he has regrets.
Regrets of service? None. Regrets of this incident? Yes. I wish it didn't happen, but it did. And I want to move forward. I apologize to those who have accused me and to my friends. If I have hurt them for what they perceive I may be, I apologize also. It was all done without intent to hurt anyone.
Representative Cindy Evans has served in the House of Representatives for 16 years, four of them as majority floor leader when Suki was House Speaker. She says the culture at work has shifted and those left behind will pay a price.
I think the takeaway to this is a teachable moment that in the workplace, in a culture like Hawaii where people have a tendency to hug and kiss because it's part of a culture, but now we have people that are in Hawaii that aren't from our culture. They don't understand what our culture is. So what it says is when you come to the office, you park whatever culture you have at the door.
Wong, meanwhile, currently heads her own nonprofit organization and wants other sexual harassment survivors, women and men, to tell their stories to create a different future.
We can all be better people, and we can all play roles in creating a different future and for our children growing into adults. There is Me Too, and there can also be us all.
Wong says sexual harassment survivors can email their stories to info@makehawaiisafe.org. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.